Hayem Yem Chof Chesoder Aleph. The Krishma Shalamita, when we read Krishma Shalamita at night before we go to bed, the Rebbeinu Shaloylom Hareini Meuchel V'chein Lam Natseach Bevoi Ein Eimrim B'Shabbos V'Yontev. Avol Tzorich Leimar B'Shar Yomim She'ein Eimrim Behem Tachnun. In Krishma Shalamita, we start off with the Rebbeinu Shaloylom, and then later on there is a capital Tillim Lam Natseach Bevoi that we say. So we do not say it on Shabbos V'Yontev, but on other days that we don't say Tachnun, we do include it, because there are parts of Krishma that we do not say at all. Any day we don't say Tachnun, but on these two parts, there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and other days we don't say Tachnun. The Siyum Agimel Parshias, Eimrim Tevas Emes. When we conclude the three Parshas of Krishma, we do add the word Emes. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Another point, Yalzu Chassidim, the part right after Krishma, when we say Yalzu Chassidim, and there are three sections of Psukim that we say, so Yalzu Chassidim Pa'amechos. The Yalzu Chassidim we say only once. The next section, which is Hine Mitosi Shal Shloime, which is three psukim, we say three times. And then the next section, which is Yivarechecho, we also say three times. B'tikun Chatzos, Ein Eimrim Lam Natseach Bevoi B'yomim Shein Eimrim Behem Tachnun. And Tikun Chatzos, for those who say it, we do not say Lam Natseach Bevoi on days that we don't say Tachnun. So to be clear, when the Rebbe instructs us Minhogim in Hayem Yem, it is usually because we find a chidush, something that was not clear until then. So b'negeya to the first part, where the Rebbe says that Rebbeinu Shalom Lam Natseach Bevoi, we do not say it on Shabbos V'yontif, it is because in the Shara Kailo, he concluded that we do say it on Shabbos V'yontif, because the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur did not explicitly say that we don't say it. Therefore, the Shara Kailo says that Shabbos V'yontif is like every other day that we don't say Tachnun. So the Rebbe establishes that on Shabbos V'yontif is different. We do not say Rebbeinu Shalom Olam Natseach, as opposed to other days that we don't say Tachnun, when we do say these parts of Krishma Shalamita. B'negeyet is concluding Shema with Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the Shara Kailo concluded that we do not say Emes, because in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe wrote that we should say the three Parshas of Krishma till the end. From this, the Shara Kailo learns that the purpose of the Alter Rebbe saying this was to exclude the word Emes. And the reasoning that he explains is because in the morning, by Shachris or by Ma'ariv, when we say the word Emes, we do say Emes because there's a follow-up of Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'emunah. Since in Krishma Shalamita we don't have this issue, therefore he concludes we do not say Emes. The Alter Rebbe just says, finish the three Parshas. So the Rebbe, in a letter, writes about this Hayem Yem, and he says, this is exactly what I was trying to highlight. Since there are those who say we do not say Emes, so I'm telling you that we do say Emes, because when I prepared the Siddur Teiro Eir and Tovshin Aleph, I asked the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Friedrich Rebbe told me that we do say Emes. However, interestingly, the Friedrich Rebbe did not instruct him to change the instructions in the Siddur, and he just left it the way it is. On a side note, the Rebbe adds there also B'negeyeh, when we finish Krishma, do we repeat the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And the Rebbe says that even though he never heard clearly, nevertheless, the Minig by Anash, and also in Shara Kailo, he does say that we should repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And there he says the reason is because we need the Ramach Tevis, we need the 248 words in Krishma, and the way we get 248 words is because we repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem. B'negeya to the Yalzu Chassidim, so here there was confusion created, because in the Rostover Siddur, when they published a new Siddur in Rostov, created confusion that Yalzu Chassidim we also say three times.
We have in a diary of Rebichka Goldin from the year 1921, the first year the Friedrich Rebbe was Rebbe, and at that time he was dangerously ill. He had help from several assistants. So Rebichka Goldin was one of those who was assisting the Friedrich Rebbe, and it happened once, he writes, I was reading the Shema with him at night, and when it came to Yalzu Chassidim, he asked me, do you have to say it three times? So I said that based how the punctuations are set in the Siddur, it seems like we say it only once. And he responded, I also thought so, but Yeshia, another assistant, he always confuses me.
Therefore, the Rebbe is establishing that Yalzu we say only once, then the three psukim of Hine Mitase we say three times, and then the Yivarechecho we say three times. Finally, B'negeya to Tikkun Chatzos, house, the Rebbe is establishing, since there are days that we do say Lam Natzeach in Krishma, even on days that we don't say Tachnun, so the Rebbe establishes, when it comes to Tikkun Chatzos, there we do not say the Lam Natzeach Bevoi on days that we do not say Tachnun.